So the unpleasantness in your world continues, and we understand it will for a while. We appreciate the work you are doing on recognizing the difference between your life and the political life that you see shredding itself, because your life is fine. The government is not. We are going to have to wait until this cycle is ended, and then we will help to repair it. But your life does not need to undergo the same kind of negative stress that the political life is undergoing. And that is one of the real challenges. Here is something bad going on, and I am built to go in and take care of that, and I cannot do that. So I must take my energy and I must turn it to something that is good for me and good for what is in front of me. And I must do this in a stepwise fashion, not in a grand kind of movement, but in a simple, simple movement. And if you want to think about this visually, think about someone building a house. And look at, they start with an empty lot. And then there is, in many structures, wood, and then there is a frame, but it is step by step. And if you stop at any point and look at what you are doing, the thing you would think is, this will never be a house. Because there is so much that goes into it before it becomes a house. And this is how you want to treat your life. You want to say, perhaps right now my life is not what I want it to be, but I am building it. And that means I must have patience with every piece of wood in the frame. And I must trust that I am being guided to build that frame in the way it is intended to be. And the interesting thing, of course, about building a house is that you want to use good materials. And in your own life, you want to think about that too. What are the good materials for building your life? They are the thoughts you think. They are the things that you believe. And they are your intention. When your intention is to build your life in the way that Spirit is speaking to you about, in the way that has been provided for you, then you are doing the spiritual thing. And you are doing it correctly. It is one step at a time. It is a strong framework. And the strongest framework is your ability to love yourself no matter what happens. We know this is not easy, but when you go to yourself with something other than love, it is like you are using rotten wood to build the frame of a house that you want to be your house. So when those thoughts come, they must be cleared. And when you make your next step, you want to make it in a clean energy. Once again, you are not trying to control everything, but the thing you do want to look at is, what is the energy I am bringing to this, to the building that is my life? Am I willing to be patient with it? Am I willing to know it is always going to take longer than I wanted it to? That is the nature of the human condition, to want to be ahead of yourself. But we want you to think of the things that are the excellent building blocks. That is every honest decision that you make. Every decision that you make to be kind. Every decision that you make to extend mercy to not only yourself, but to the other people you encounter in your life. All of those things are what is building this strong frame. And they all count. And you may not be able to see how that works exactly, but please believe us when we tell you, you are building something in yourself. And there are times when it is difficult to extend understanding to someone else. There are times when it really takes an extra effort not to be critical, to know that something is wrong, but not to move your own energy to being critical of someone else. And when you resist doing that, that is another beautiful piece of fine, strong wood in the house you are building for you. And once again, if there has been a slipping there, and we all understand that, move that piece of wood out and find a new piece of wood that is strong and that is able to be honorable, because you want to live in a house of honor. You don't want to live in a house of judgment or a house of fear. And we understand that all these things come by, but you do have a choice about how you are with them. How are you going to be with them? And there are things and people who are challenging for us, but there is a statement that we would like you to think about, because it is quite a wonderful teacher. When you see someone operating in a way that is either not good or does not make any sense, we want you to think about, there is a story there, but I do not know the story. It is a beautiful thing to have, because it frees you then from the judgment that would normally go in the way of that opportunity or that particular thing. And when you're able to do that, you've strengthened your house. You've made what you are building stronger, because you're able to do that even when you might be irritated or upset. You say to yourself, when you see someone behaving in a certain way, there is a story there, but I do not know what it is. And that pulls you back into your own body, in your own life, in your own self-forgiveness, which builds a beautiful house, the more you are able to do that. And since we do not want your focus to be on your political mess now, we want you to build above that. And we want you to be sure that you give yourself credit when you are able to do this. We do also want you to understand that this is not trying to make a Pollyanna of you. Or to never notice that someone is behaving badly. That is not true. Of course you notice, but what you do afterward, that is determining how your house is being built. Now we're going to mention one other troublesome thing, and that is, it is difficult to build a house when you are awash in worry. Because a house needs you to believe in it. It needs you to believe that after the basic structure happens, then other parts of the house will come into clarity. And so, to the best of your ability, move worry away from your house. Worry is very related to fear. Fear is related to weakness. Love is related to strength. And so when we are building this house, it does not mean you may not have a thought, I wonder if I can do it, I wonder how long it will take, all of the thoughts that are human. But do not stay with them a long time. Say, I am building my house. This is my house. I'm going to make it strong. I'm going to make it honest and faithful and true. And when it is done, I will live an honorable life in my strong house. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. Breathe in freedom. Exhale constriction. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a golden light all around you, a golden light that protects your energy, that protects you, and that fills the space in which you move in your life, keeping it true and loving and strong. Bring your attention into your heart center and let that light that you carry illuminate your heart. See the beautiful places you've made, the places to rest, to be safe, to grow, to know all the things you really need to know. And look up and find the place where water flows in your heart center and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. Now see that a path is illuminated. Take yourself to that path, step onto the path, and drop the world. Step onto the path and let the path move you upward without effort. You are free, you are light, you are moving up. The air is full of blessings for you. Take them in, make a space for them. Mm-hmm. and the path takes you to the place where you have the right to wish. And what you wish is heard and supported. And make a wish, whether it is large or small, it does not matter. But make that wish and know that you have engaged the universe in making that wish a reality. Now step onto the path again. Let the path move you upward and feel how light you have become and how free. And you come to the place of joining. And this is the place where the universe opens itself to you, and you open yourself to the universe. Feel the expansion and let yourself have permission to receive more of that power than you ever have before. Now step back onto the path and feel how light the path has become and how light you are on it. And you come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, you allow yourself to know the gift. And be aware that your teacher is here with you in loving guidance and support. And receive your teacher's blessing. Thank you, teacher, for being here with you and taking your gift, turn and still breathing the blessings in the air. Return to your heart center. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.